You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. There's a city of sorts in the Texas Panhandle that really isn't a regular city at all. It has a post office, a museum, a church, but other than that, it's mostly just homes, dorms, and school buildings. You see, Boys Ranch, Texas is home to Cal Farley's Boys Ranch. The website describes it as a residential community open to at-risk children ages 5 to 18. It's been serving this purpose for close to 80 years. But now some former students say it's Boys Ranch itself that really put them at risk. Jason Wilson writes in The Guardian about more than a decade's worth of allegations of physical, sexual, and emotional abuse at Cal Farley's Boys Ranch. Jason, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me on.
The main character in your story is Steve Smith. He's now almost 70, but he was very open with you about what he says happened to him at Boys Ranch when he was just a kid.
Yeah, that's right. Steve was there from the late 1950s through the 1960s, along with his younger brother, Rick Smith, who I also talked to, and they're both in Amarillo. You know, he detailed the most shocking abuse, really. And as I talked to him, his brother, and the other men, it became clear that although there were sort of these spectacular incidents of violence, one man told me about running away and being chased back to the ranch by two men on horseback. There was also just the regular, everyday physical punishment and discipline, and I suppose emotional abuse or emotional neglect that it seemed, according to these men, that was just part of the regular running of the place. That was just how the place was administered at that time. Yeah, it became clear that what had happened there from the 50s right down until, you know, the 80s and even the early 90s, according to some of these men, was pretty shocking.
You mentioned the boy being chased by a horse, trampled at times. There are other stories in your article, even though it's an in-depth article, that you really don't even get fully into. Some of that emotional abuse included the killing of this boy's pets.
Yeah, Steve had, I think, four dogs in succession killed. And it seemed to me that the way he told the story was that they were killed simply as a means of disciplining him, keeping him under, you know, control and showing him who was boss. And that was emblematic, I think, of the kind of cruelty that seemed to happen there. A guy called Ed Cargill told me about in his dorm, you know, a couple of guys who had been accused of being gay, of being homosexual. The dorm parent made the other boys in the dorm, you know, beat them. It seems that level of abuse was not uncommon, and it happened, and no one's kind of denying that at this point. Even Cal Farley's isn't sort of denying that some terrible abuses went on there at that time.
And that's, I guess, something we should be clear about. So these allegations of abuse were from decades past. And it doesn't seem that these men are sharing their stories in order to try to put anyone in prison or to get, you know, payment for these wrongdoings. What is it that they want? Really just an apology or recognition?
An apology is the most consistent demand, a public apology. You know, different men I talk to have different ideas about what they would like to happen. But, you know, I think the consensus is that the first step needs to be a public and sincere recognition that this stuff happened. You know, these are historical abuses, but these men are still alive and they're still carrying around these things. And it's really, in some ways, disfigured their lives. Their lives have been irrevocably damaged by their experiences there. I mean, Steve himself and Steve's brother said that, you know, even though Steve was in Vietnam and was wounded there, he's managed to kind of pretty much get over those experiences. But the experiences of his childhood are still with him and still molding his life.
Are they satisfied with the response that they've gotten from Boys Ranch so far?
No. I've been talking to them. They're looking for more, I think, of an institution-wide sort of apology than simply a kind of statement of personal regret from the CEO.
Jason Wilson is a writer and photographer. His latest piece on Cal Farley's Boys Ranch outside of Amarillo appears in The Guardian. We'll have a link at texasstandard.org. Jason, thanks again.
Oh, thank you for having me.